Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called White Self-Existing Dog, and it is the fourth day of the Blue Hand Wave Spell, and it is Magnetic Moon Day 17, the 17th day of the first moon of the natural time Mayan year. The moon is 28 days long, so we are well into it. And in fact, we are in the third week of the magnetic moon, which is the week of transformation in the West. And I talk pretty regularly about the four directions that we move through in natural time and also within the 28-day month. So please refer to the last podcast, which was called White Cosmic World Bridger, if you need more information about that. But without giving the introduction, I'll just say, look, we're in the Western week of transformation in the magnetic moon, and that means that we've attracted our purpose for all of these last, say, 16 days. And we are starting to understand it more clearly. We feel purposeful. We're attracting, magnetizing a fate, a destiny towards us. And in this third week, there's a breakthrough of some kind. Always in the third week, there's an intensification. There's a kind of birth portal. There is transformation, which we can use all the metaphors. I'm always loading up on metaphors, but in other words, something evolves at a quicker rate so that it is notable and kinetic and fiery, or it's a flood, but there is extremity happening, extremeness. And then it's going to soften to a degree or slow down when we get to next Friday, which is maybe the 16th of August. But meanwhile, we just keep churning through a tiny bit of upheaval or alchemical change that, like I said, feels like a portal or a point of intensity in our lives. And it's all to clarify and magnify what our purpose is going to be for this whole year. And then I also routinely say that we're in a magnetic moon of a magnetic year, and it comes on the heels of being in the cosmic moon of a cosmic year. Cosmic is the 13th moon of 13. Magnetic is the first moon of 13. We finished a 13-year cycle in the 13th moon of a year, and we're beginning a 13-year cycle in the first moon of the year. And so there's amplification that's been happening for a while. It's a pretty beautiful, poignant moment of depth. And so we're attracting our purpose for a magnetic year, and simultaneously this whole year we're going to attract our purpose for the next 13 years. And I've said it so much that it's almost dull to say it right now. It's getting to the point where we're just living that rather than being excited about how incredible it is that there's all of this depth of energy and amplification of it. It's just like you're in it. I've been extremely purposeful for 2.5 weeks. It was a big change from the sort of sleepy slowing of the cosmic moon's conclusion, the cosmic year's conclusion, the conclusion of our 13-year red moon cycle. I've been really, really directive in my life, not able to take charge of things because that's not what the magnetic energy, the magnetic tone teaches. I haven't been like, well, I'm going to spearhead this and this is going to happen and it's going to be amazing and I'm pushing it through. No, instead, I'm just really driven by, I would say, just outer forces saying, this is where you need to put your mind and your actions and just focus on this. It's right in front of you because you've attracted it. Do it. And the things that I'm like, but I really also want this to happen and that, oh, I have this idea and I want to get that going. It's not working the same and I know better. I know better. So I'm not taking action on ideas that I have. I'm taking action on what is right in front of me, almost like it's been delivered to my door. And then the things that I aspire to achieve that are coming from my, you know, intuition or my intelligence, like this is what I want to do with my life. I'm just looking for signals and symbols and doorways where I can enter that destiny. And I think about it a lot, meaning I meditate, ruminate, dream, feel inspired by these plans. But in the magnetic moon, I am receiving the information and waiting for an opportunity and trusting that the wave spell is going to bring it cyclically in exactly the right order, sequence, timing. But I'm just staying really busy with what's in front of me because I feel purposeful. I feel like I want to do things, but I'm going to do what I can rather than force what I want. So it's that whole dynamic that we see in every spiritual teaching where you can't always get what you want, but if you try, you find sometimes you get what you need. That important spiritual doctrine. Okay, so that's the magnetic moon and tone that we're in the blue week in the west. And let's go over to blue hand, talk about this wave spell that is upon us. It is also purposeful. Blue hand is a purposeful time. We get stuff done. We accomplish things. That's one of the words for blue hand. We use our hands. We're agile. We're going to fix things. We're going to build things. We're going to make things, manufacture things. That comes from the word hand, manos. I'm going to be productive because my hands are going to help my ideas come into a physicalized reality. And we're going to know things in this wave spell. Let me digress for a moment. I am guided by blue hand. I'm a blue overtone storm guided by blue hand. So I am kind of biased. Like I have to know a lot in this wave spell because it's guiding me. And let me tell you about a guiding wave spell because you will have one. If it's not this one, it'll be another one, correct? Unless you're a rhythmic or spectral or magnetic in your birth, and then you're guided by your own power doubled. And then the way that works, I'm all over the place. Let me just break this down first. If you're magnetic, rhythmic, or spectral, you are guided by your own power doubled. But that would be the power of your tribe. And the powers are different than just the tribe's description. So you have to find out what your tribe power is and then imagine that that is calling you forward and inspiring you in your life. And in fact, I will tell you what those are since I know and perhaps you don't. It's really simple. I'll just read the list of the 20 tribes and the power associated with it. And when you hear your tribe, if you're a magnetic, rhythmic, or spectral person, then you'll hear the power and know that's what's calling you forward and inspiring you and leads you in life. So red dragon is power of birth. White wind, the power of spirit. Blue night, the power of abundance. Yellow seed, the power of flowering. Red serpent, the power of life force. White world bridger, the power of death. Blue hand, the power of accomplishment. Yellow star, the power of elegance. Red moon, the power of universal water. White dog, the power of heart. Blue monkey, the power of magic. Yellow human, the power of free will. Red skywalker, the power of space. White wizard, the power of timelessness. Blue eagle, the power of vision. Yellow warrior, the power of intelligence. Red earth, the power of navigation. White mirror, the power of endlessness. Blue storm, the power of self-generation. And yellow sun, the power of universal fire. All right, so I sort of started this with the idea that each of us is guided by a wave spell. However, if you're guided by your own power double, you don't have a guiding wave spell, but you have this other thing that you're guided by that you can really sink into and know that when you're not guided by another tribe, you are a pretty self-sufficient, self-directed, complete person. Complete doesn't mean you can't be influenced or collaborate or have relationships. It just means that you're not looking outward for a guru. You're self-directed in a certain way. And then the rest of us have a wave spell that guides us. And I guess I'm in my wave spell. That's been clearly stated. And then you'll be in yours. And so what you can look for in a 13-day span of time that guides you is just more complete personal fortune-telling / predictions and augury and directivity. And the inspiration calls to you and you hear voices. I mean, whatever methodology, you usually feel connected to something divine that's telling you this is important for you to take on, to experience, to expose yourself to follow. That's what a 13-day wave spell that guides you is for. And so then also in life, whatever you experience in this 13-day wave spell is kind of the microcosm of what pulls you forward in your whole life. I really like getting stuff done. I am a to-do list person who's coming out of some decades in my youth of being really unfocused, undirected, and out of control and in pain because I like a certain kind of order that's about productivity and making things with my hands so that things aren't just all conceptual and abstract. I like to see something produced in a day. At the end of the day, I can look at it and go, I made that, whether it's art or it's a house renovation project or it's just cleaning, because then suddenly everything is ordered and beautiful and it's a label that I can assign to my existence. It's not meaning that I'm only what I accomplish. It really feeds my soul to get things done. And speaking of that, so we're in the wave spell that really holds that teaching of it's great to get things done. It's a great time for healing. It's a great time for touch, for hands-on healing. It is a great time for knowing something. I think that's where I really began the expose on the guiding powers that I'm guided by this time. So I'm going to know things about myself and my life from the Blue Hand Wave Spell, but everyone's going to know things as well because it is the time of knowing. And what does that mean to know something? I mean, what is that indicating? I think it's an affirmation. I think it's when information feels solid and not amorphous. It's not abstract. It's not ambiguous. That there's a certainty or a realization. Like I said, it solidifies the knowledge, knowing. Okay, that's secure. That's It's not arguable. And it's funny because we're talking about, this is just a very short return to the last podcast's announcement that this is Donald Trump's wave spell. And he is so light on truth telling that I don't think that his essence of knowing means that we can rely on what he knows or explains to us, the audience. That's not the blue hand thing. That's his guiding power. He's guided by Blue Monkey. And Blue Monkey in its shadow energy is totally deceitful and a little liar. And I'll just say that that's because it's the child nature. Blue Monkey is like a child promise of a full human being. It's more primitive. But it has, like, Blue Monkey has the intelligence of a human. Blue Monkey has the agility of a human. But Blue Monkey doesn't really have the conscience of a human. And Blue Monkey is playful and silly and will jest and fabricate truth because it's a colorful, imaginal way of living. It's like magical thinking where you're like, if I say it, maybe it'll be true. Children do that. And so do Blue Monkey people. I think Blue Monkey more than any other of the tribes is the struggle of being truthful. And so Donald Trump's claim to know things that aren't really provable or often are provable as wrong or false, that's being guided by Blue Monkey. But Donald Trump's knowing is a little bit of his self-knowledge. He's so secure in himself. That's what makes him sort of impenetrable, is that he doesn't have any kind of cracks in his self-esteem. It doesn't really exist in that description. He is all self and a lack of spirit, I would say. Okay, but I promised not to spend too much time on him. But I just think that word knowing doesn't mean in this time that we're going to know the truth from a lie in general. We're just going to know something about our truth. Okay, super, like, that was pretty spectral, even though it's not a spectral day. It's a self-existing day. And I know that I wanted to tell you things like, oh, the power of your tribe and all the other tribes, because on a self-existing day, this fourth day of the Blue Hand Wave spell, I am interested in things being form-oriented and laying out a foundation from which we can build a temple. And so I'm giving you little tiny lessons that are more like the natural time basics. They have to be inserted here because that's where my mind is in a self-existing day. It's in not like the tiny minutiae, not the intricacies of form. You know, I'm not off on some, you know, bender where we're going to look at things that are really remotely interesting and in depth, but more I want to give you the foundational details. This is how we proceed. We've got the four corners of this square laid out on the earth, and that's where all the big, big stones go to build the temple. I want to be really clear, the lines that shape the foundation of the temple we're building, and that's the same way we're going to operate within the day. It's just like, I want my foundational basics to be set in place. But for it being a self-existing day, I do think that the tribe energy always takes precedence. First glance, first exposure, first feeling sensation in a Dzogchen day, a day within the 260-day Dzogchen calendar, you're in the tribe. And today is White Dog, and it's about love, heart, and loyalty. It is the power of heart. It is the action of love. It is the essence of loyalty. I will love on this day. And again, it's sort of a primordial version of our own humanity, because White Dog is evolutionarily behind us. They don't have an upright stance. They don't have opposable fingers and thumbs. They don't have language or what have you, but they have this mammalian heart, and we share a lot of the same organs, and they are driven by being in a pack, being connected, having a whole litter of offspring, you know, big groupings, this idea of always being intermingled in connection, not really off on your own. That seems to be really strong for white dog. And it's just a day to notice how your heart is doing and who you love, who comes to mind today, who warms your heart when you encounter them or think about them, and that you are full of love today. You are driven by your heart. It's very special. I think that the white dog days that have been difficult for me historically are when I have to mend my heart. It's a day to celebrate our heart, not just our heart chakra, but just the feelings that come from our heart, which are, of course, to love, to appreciate, to feel connected, warmth, the warmth of connectivity. And if we feel bereft of that, like I don't have enough of that, I'm suffering because I feel outside all those descriptions. I don't have someone that loves me, that I'm sharing a warm connection with. That's going to make a white dog day painful. But the pain that you would experience on this day is going to be healing. Like if you sit with the pain, then it starts to transmogrify, and maybe a different word would be change. It starts to change and become, you know, the pain starts to shift into healing. So pain is hot or dark or sharp, difficult, and then healing is all of that turned into heat. And then I think that we feel maybe the buzz of healing. It can be intense, but eventually after the sort of fiery interlude of our body self-repairing, as well as our soul or our psyche taking care of this cold loneliness or a sense of grief, agony that we are not connected, then we have stillness and peace. So it's worth on a white dog day where you feel really uncomfortable or lonely to sit with that and honor it. Consider it the teaching of the tribe, because this day is going to heal your heart. Nothing is really going to have to hurt your heart on a white dog day, I don't think. I think it's more that a white dog day is showing you where your heart hurts, and then the healing happens. I think you could get your heart hurt on a white mirror day. I'm not trying to be like sarcastic. I just think, well, okay, so you want to tell me like, well, then what day does my heart get hurt on? Well, I think white mirror days are all about having your heart cut out. And there is a stabbing moment where you feel like you're sacrificing something great just by being alive. Something's taken from you, or your feelings get hurt by language. Someone tells you something that you find hard to hear and your heart feels it. That's very much the imaginal version of having your heart like cut out of you in a sacrificial act. So like I said, white dog is a day where you might feel uncomfortable, but I think as a deep coming home to yourself and self-love beginning to take over, where you feel unloved or disconnected from others or all or someone special or someone important, this is the moment where you can feel the tide shifting and the repair of self, heart, and then ultimately the wellness to enter back into connection with others without being fragile or broken, and maybe too fragile to do it safely or sanely. I've been on some tangents. I've been on some tangents this podcast. Thanks for enjoying, if you do, this new tonal discovery of mine where I just like turn on the microphone and see what wants to be said. And with just a few minutes left, let me talk us through the next few days. You can't be in the future in natural time. You're kind of taught to be in the present. That's why I just talked about white self-existing dog, even though the day is mostly over and maybe you're not even listening. But now you know more about self-existing tone and the white dog tribe because I'm talking about it from the very center of both of those entities. But as we move forward on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, that's the 12th, 13th, and 14th of August, 2019, I will tell you that we have Blue Overtone Monkey on Monday, which I just accidentally taught you a lot about monkey. And it's not just that monkeys are liars or the day is full of lying. It's that was not my point. There's no bad birth sign in natural time. I can prove it to you. And there's shadow and light in every tribe and tone. It just happens to be, I think, that the shadow of Blue Monkey is the willingness, the calm, the indiscriminate attitude about not being truthful. It's just not important. It's not focal. So then you're like, well, what tribe is really truthful? We're playing a game of opposites today. White wind is really truthful, I think. I think white wind is a day that we pass through and we feel a lot of truth. We experience a lot of truth. We express truth. We hear it. Okay, but Blue Overtone Monkey will be the day of the wave spell, the shape of the wave, where we empower ourselves to really start to rise. There's just a few days of breaking the surface of the ocean on the overtone day and meeting the peak of the wave on the planetary day. There's just 5 days there of this large-scale ascent where, amazingly, water surges as if to fly off the face of the planet. That's like my wave definition of the day. It's just like water trying to get out of here, water trying to go into the sky and beyond. And so it surges up. It is empowered by currents, weather, disruptions that could be seismic or born of humans in their big boats and other ocean-dwelling machinery, and so on. This is all metaphor, right? So a wave spell is the expression of a kind of disruption that creates some intent, some motion, some function deep within the ocean, a current, like I said, or the byproduct of some other natural force. And then it's an upwelling. And that it's so large that it will break the surface of the ocean and become something that looks like a mountain in the end. And that's where we are on an overtone day, where we start to look like a mountain versus just be a feeling, a current deep down. There's a swelling, there's intent, there's an idea. This is all this like early wave spell, like the form I talk about in self-existing, the purposefulness of the magnetic tone. All of that is a little less visually profound, meaning we can't see it in our own lives. But on the overtone day, it's moving towards an appearance that's indisputable. So that's what overtone does. It sort of empowers things to become real, nameable, unstoppable. Like the wave is going to keep going. It's going to be stopped on a planetary day by the gravitational forces that harness everything in the atmosphere towards Earth. But until then, it has this idea, this will, this loft, this velocity, this desire to take flight and get to heaven where the gods live. And we're going to have a lot of amazing experiences in a 5-day run, overtone, rhythmic, resonant, galactic, solar, planetary, that process of emerging at the surface of an ocean and trying to escape is what's going to help us grow and overcome fear and overcome obstacles. And then we find out, kind of in the presence of the divine realm, what it is that we are to learn from all this ascension, from this aspiration to be higher. And then we bring that teaching back to the earth. On Tuesday, we will have Yellow Rhythmic Human, Rhythmic Day, guided by its own power doubled. And on Wednesday, we'll have Red Resonant Skywalker, which is an indication of the Red Skywalker wave spell that will arrive 20 days later. So the Rhythmic Day, we're just trying to organize our lives, get ourselves in a rhythm that we can sustain for this 5-day experience of ascension. And then on the resonant day, we open ourselves wide to receive, the resonance. We become resonant, we're hollow, and we can receive teachings that come from deep within the earth, whatever they are, fate, karma, that is earth-driven, earth-bound, and the mirror, the heavens, wanting us to feel, expose ourselves, fill with something that's like divine knowledge that lives way outside this planetary existence. And the Skywalker being kind of a picture of prophecy, being prophetic, having that resonant Skywalker indication of what's going to come and descend and be a full expansive 13-day wave spell in the near future. It's like turning on the Skywalker time on the resonant day, and it'll have its run, it'll have its preeminence. And I really love Red Skywalker, so we'll talk more about it, of course, as we get closer in. The final thoughts here are just be in the presence of your own power and impetus to know, heal, and accomplish. Blue Hand is a wave spell that reflects, what humanity always wants to see in itself. Productive, accomplished, know-it-all, And so this is our time. We get to have our time where we look pretty good as humans. It's different than some of the wave spells to come. And so enjoy the kind of comfort of fitting well with all of like our favorite things about humans, meaning the things that we value about our own species, and the wave spell, which looks a lot like those values. There's more to read at resonanttruth.com. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself, and in my name we say, in my care.